You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Here's your host, Chappelle Billings. Hi, everyone. This is Chappelle. It is a beautiful day in Dallas. I am actually on my way in. So I am enjoying my commute by talking to you. It's the end of the year, and with that comes a newly revived sense of completion and also optimism for the upcoming year. Now, people don't really talk about this. You know, contracts are ending. Contracts end at the end of the year for administrators or school leaders or edu professionals in any, you know, other capacities. And how are you dealing with that? You just got a non-renewal, or you decided that you wanted to, you know, this particular organization is not a good fit. So now what? So here are some things that you can do to transition to the next opportunity. Embrace the feelings that you have right now. Embrace them. You may be angry. You may feel sadness that this time in your year or this journey has ended. You may feel absolutely relieved. Whatever those feelings are, acknowledge them. Don't suppress them so you won't have to carry them over to the next opportunity. You may have to have a detox period where you can just kind of have some time to just get clarity, free your mind of everything that has happened in the past. During that detox period, take the time to get to know you. Because sometimes in our careers, especially if we've been there a long time or if it's high stress, you lose the sense of who you are. Get to know what your strengths are. Get to know what your weaknesses are. Get to know what you like to do. Get to know what makes you smile. Get back in contact with who you are. That way, you can make a good decision about your direction moving forward. Work on your professional growth during this time. You know, brushing up your skills. It's going to be game time in a little bit. Do you need to enhance your communication skills? Go to a workshop on enhancing your communication skills. This might be a good time to take that course you were always looking to take, or enrolling in a doctoral program or your master's program. Take this opportunity to work on your professional growth. LinkedIn Learning has a wonderful platform to help you with specific things. Don't be afraid to reach out. Join professional organizations in whatever professional area that you work in so that you can push your skills and you can be around other professionals that will help you grow in certain areas. Don't be afraid to lean on your mentors during this time. Pick their brains. Ask for some suggestions. Ask for some feedback on how you can grow. But take this time, this transition time, to work on your professional development. It's up to you. You know that saying, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Well, that's what you need to be working on. That resume that hasn't been updated since before you got that last position, you need to start working on updating it. Keep that resume updated because you never know when this type of transition is going to come about. Also, keep your LinkedIn profile on point. Are your experiences up to date? Do you have a headline? Do you have a picture? When was the last time you posted on LinkedIn? I know some people might say, oh, LinkedIn is a stuffy platform, and that's exactly what I thought at first. I wasn't very comfortable posting on LinkedIn. But, I mean, LinkedIn is perfect for reaching out to professionals in your area. So make sure that's up to date. You never know who's looking at you. You are a professional for a reason. Showcase that. And also, network. Don't be so down on yourself. You in a funk. You don't want to talk to nobody. Be honest. Hey, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for the next opportunity. Who knows somebody? This is what I got to offer. Start opening your mouth. Closed mouth don't get fed. You never know who knows who. So reach out. Leverage your network. Leverage your network. And finally, stay optimistic. That last opportunity, last journey, sets you up for the next one. Stay prayerful. Stay hopeful. You'll get yours. Watch.